Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to Insider, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy told employees who do not want to return to the office at least 3 days per week, it's not going to work out for you. Amazon ordered its remote employees back into the office starting in May, but thousands of employees signed a petition and even staged a walkout in protest. In a meeting earlier this month, Jassy told employees it's past the time to disagree and commit, adding that if you cannot disagree and commit, it's probably not going to work out for you at Amazon because we're going back into the office at least 3 days per week. The first Mercedes-Benz high-speed EV charging stations are set to open this fall with locations in Atlanta, China, and Germany. The EV hubs with charging speeds as high as 400 kilowatts is more than any EV on the market can handle. Mercedes-Benz is set to open 400 hubs of 2,000 chargers around the U.S. and 2,000 hubs around the world by the end of 2024. At its Cloud Next conference, Google announced a slew of new AI-powered features coming to Google Meet, including the ability for Duet AI to take notes in real time. Click Take Notes For Me, and the app will capture a summary and action items as the meeting is going on. Google is also adding a feature to Meet allowing Duet to attend a meeting on your behalf. On a meeting invite, you can click an Attend For Me button, and Google can auto-generate some text with what you might want to discuss. Robotaxi company and GM self-driving subsidiary Cruise has begun manual data collection in Seattle and Washington, D.C., the first step towards launching autonomous driverless taxi services in these cities. Both Cruise and competitor Waymo secured permits for operations in San Francisco earlier this month. The expansion into these new cities marks the 14th and 15th cities Cruise is either mapping, testing, or deploying its self-driving cars. AT&T has announced that it is launching 5G wireless home internet service, joining the likes of Verizon and T-Mobile, while admitting that fiber remains the long-term growth driver for the company. AT&T will offer high-speed internet in areas where it wasn't planning on expanding its fiber network, but where there is sufficient 5G coverage and where there is already customers using its legacy wireline services. On the heels of similar news from competitor DoorDash, Uber Eats reportedly is developing an AI-powered chatbot that will offer recommendations to users and offer them a quicker way to place orders. The chatbot will ask users their budget, food preferences, and then help them place an order. The latest version of Microsoft Edge is removing features from the browser you probably never knew were there. 5 entries including Math Solver, Picture Dictionary, Citations, Grammar Tools, and Kids Mode have been deprecated. Microsoft said the reason is to improve end-to-end user experience and simplify the More Tools menu. Edge version 1.17 is currently in beta and is expected to turn stable on September 14th. The iPhone 14 Pro Max is the top-selling smartphone in the world, unseating the iPhone 13. This means that consumers are still buying flagship devices but have shifted from entry-level models to the top-end offerings. In the January to June period, Apple's iPhone 14 Pro Max shipped 26.5 million units, the most out of any model from any manufacturer, compared with 21 million unit shipments for the iPhone 14 Pro. WhatsApp, the world's most popular messaging platform, may soon let users share original quality pictures and videos. As spotted by WA Beta Info, the app now includes an option to select original quality photos or videos in version 2.23.18.12 of the WhatsApp beta for Android. Images and videos sent at full quality will be treated as documents. And finally, Instagram is experimenting with new features to allow creators to share notable fan comments to their stories, such as comments on their posts or reels. Instagram head Adam Mosseri, in a post on IG Updates channel, said that Instagram wants to make it easier for creators to highlight interesting comments. "We're testing the ability for the accounts to share comments from any public feed, post, or reels to their stories. The idea is to help creators highlight important or interesting comments from fellow creators or fans." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.